been away from the team, how comfortable were you with what you've gotten installed so far?
I've been extremely comfortable due to the fact I was able to go over plays with Coach Carter in the mornings three times a week and getting the playbook down. So I was real comfortable getting back.
I guess that's the beauty of today's technology.
You're right about that.
Did you have anything close to that at Oregon State where you could do that online?
No, because I was always on campus, you know, throughout the summer and stuff like that. I didn't have to miss anything, so it was no need to be, online, going over plays with coaches and things like that.
Is there something, I guess, while the team is off the next couple of weeks, are you going to try to kind of catch up on your own or produce them?
No, definitely. You know, I'll go back to school, work out a little bit, and then after that, go down to San Diego and train with Drew and, get familiar with that and, get clicking.
Of the elder statesmen on the wide receiver court, did you get accustomed to what you're going to be doing?
No doubt. You know, like you said, the vets, Marcus Colston, you got Meacham, they all helped me out throughout this time since I've been here. So it's all been good.
If someone had told you last year that you'd be spending your summer working out with Drew Brees, I mean, would you have believed it?
I mean, that's a hard question, to be honest. I'll probably be a little stuck. You know, it's a dream come true. So now I'm able to do that. I'm excited for that.
A different type of excitement working with the full team as opposed to just the rookies and the rookie team.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It was just fun to get, with the offense and get going against the defense, some of those veterans over there, and get myself acclimated, with the game of football at this level.
What do you think of the rule that kind of made you stay away for a while?
I mean, I don't think it's fair, but it's one of those things you gotta abide by the system.
What's the most challenging part of coming here in these OTAs? Is there a challenging part, or you just kind of fit right in?
It's one of those things you just want to get used to the offense. So I guess that's the challenging part, just getting used to the pace, being gone so long. They've been grinding for about 3 weeks, and I come in, the last couple of days. So it's one of those, yeah.
Kenny's making a lot of effort over
here
to get
you. He got me. Over there? Yeah, nah, I'm good.
So, did you pass all your tests?
Yeah, I passed my test.
Brandon, how about being used in the running game, like the sweeps and the reverses and stuff? How much do you like that?
Oh, I like it a lot. I'm used to that. That's backyard for me. We did that a lot at Oregon State, did the fly sweep a lot. So when we put that in, I was kind of, smiling from ear to ear.
What do you think is the biggest step as a rookie that you would have to make in this game? Because it's obviously, you can run, you got your physical ability. What do you think is the biggest thing you got to do?
Being able to be patient, knowing when to go down, knowing what you're good at, knowing your strengths and weaknesses, and then, attacking that.
I saw Coach talking to you there for a minute during practice.
Yeah.
Was he going over a few more things with you?
Yeah, just going over, some of the routes that we do and, how to set them up. And sometimes you got to, like I said, you got to be patient. So sometimes the speed can be your nemesis. So you got to go out there and play within in the offense.
Brandon's slow early, but are you hoping to be a primary option in the return game?
I mean, that's a hope. I'm going to keep working at it like I am. And, that's one of those things. That's the coach's decision. And at the end of the day, I'm just going to work and, let them decide that.
With your speed and ability, is it fair to compare you to a Darren Sproles?
I mean, everybody got their comparison. So, I mean, is it fair? I mean, I don't know. He did a lot, for this offense and a lot in this game. I'm a rookie, and it's time for me to prove myself. So as far as the speed, it's fair to compare me to him. But, some of the things he did, we can wait on that.
Relish this, or is this kind of awkward? Everybody waiting for you?
Nah, it's not that bad. It's part of the game, and you got to handle it, and and that's what I do.
What are your thoughts about this New Orleans weather and the New Orleans food?
Whew, the food is great. The weather, man, coming from the West Coast, I had to get used to that humidity. First day I came out here, I thought I was in shape, but it was one of those things that heat hit me, and they called me fresh legs, so I had a lot of running to do.
Excited to get out of it a little bit in West Virginia?
It's new for me, so I didn't have to deal with the training camp last year, so that's more for the vets.
How did you feel you meshed with the fellow receivers out there? A varied group with some veterans and some young players trying to make this team.
I felt like we all clicked once I came in. They helped me out. That was good about that, helping me out with my assignments and things like that. So I feel like I clicked with them right away. And, like you said, you're a rookie. You come in and you hang on their shoulder.
Thank you.